A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk.
I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Friday, August the 21st, 2020, because of the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic, which the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe says has of late been having a high escalating numbers of people being found COVID-19 positive. Currently, we have 5,745 confirmed cases and at the moment with 151 deaths. But there is a bit of good news coming in, Gibbs, on the recoveries. We've seen that we've had a lot of recoveries this week with 4,524 and recovered from COVID-19 in Zimbabwe.
Yes, Marvelous. It seems as if the recovery rate is actually high. But we see that many people are concerned about the situation in the country in terms of social distancing, in terms of opening up businesses and all those other issues. And some are even talking about human rights abuses, or let me say alleged human rights abuses by the government. So we see that in the whole world, Johns Hopkins University is saying there are over 23 million people who have been infected with COVID-19. And out of these people, 794,369 have actually died. And then it goes further to say at least 5.6 million people have been infected with COVID-19 in USA, and 174,292 have died. In South Africa, we see that there are large numbers of people that have actually contracted COVID-19. The number stands at the moment at 599,940, and 12,618 people have actually died. Yes, Uganda balinjani lapho khona yesikhathi sami selife talk khona manje siyakwazi ukuthi ke eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi kulabantu asebefika phose 6,000 asebebanjwe umkhuhlane wa COVID-19. Bathi abantu laba kulaba yi-4,525 asebesilile. Masikhangela njalo kulabantu abayi 151 asebebhubhile. Lokhu ke kwethulwa lugatsha kumbe ngithi luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sokulabantu phose 23 million asebelomkhuhlane, asebebanjwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Phose usithi phakathi kwabantu bonke laba kule 794,369 asebebhubhile. Kwele Melika asebefika phose 6 million abantu asebebanjwe i-COVID-19, kuthi ke abayi 174,292 sebebhubhile. Kwele South Africa asebefika phose 600,000 abantu asebebanjwe i-COVID-19. Kuzobuya ke abafika phose 13,000 sebebhubhile. Saphinda sikhulume ngakunye okwenzakala eZimbabwe okunjengokuthi uMnumzana Jacob Ngaruvume bekumele ukuthi anikwe isiphambiso sebail kwehlula lamhlanje. Bese kusithi ke kulabantu abazibiza besithi ngama-economic freedom fighters abakwele South Africa bathi bazokuvala ngci umngcele khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe kuze kuthi kukhanye ukuthi kuyowa ngaphi ngoba bathi bafuna ukuvala eBike Bridge leMessina. Sabe sikhuluma ngakho konke lokhu Marvelous ngokuya kwesikhathi. Siyabona njalo kulola Venda Chiwaya we-MDC Alliance osebhubhile. Kosebuya lo Job Scala laye sizokuthiwa usebothiwe khonapho ke Marvelous kume njalo.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi musi wechishanu August 21, 2020. Ini ndini Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye ndiri muno muWashington DC uwo ndiri kutetenyera ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti uwandu hwevanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda irori recovid-19 parizvino bazi rezveutano rinoti uwandu uyu huri kuramba uchikwira. Parizvino pane vanhu muZimbabwe vabatwa necovid-19 vanosvika 5,745 vanhu vabatwa nedenda irori recovid-19. Tichiona zvakare kuti pane nhaurwa yakanakawo iri kubuda yekuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 asi vakawanikwa vachiri kunda. Vanhu ava vanosvika pa4,525. Totarisa zvakare kuti pane vanhu vakawanikwa vachitisiya mushure mekunge vabatwa nedenda irori recovid-19. Vanhu ava vanosvika pa151 pari zvino. Tozotarisawo pasi rose bazi rezveutano kana kuti Johns Hopkins University yemuno iri kuwanikwa iyo ichitipa muwandu hwevanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa necovid-19 pasi rose vachiti huri kusvika pari zvino pa22.6 uyezve 700 and 93,000 vanhu vashaya. Muno muAmerica matiri ndo makapfunya chisero iro denda iro re COVID-19. Mune vanhu 5.5 million vabatwa nedenda iro re COVID-19. 174,000 vakawanikwa vachishaya. MuWashington DC umo ndiri kutetenyura ndiri mune vanhu 13,000 vabatwa nedenda iro re COVID-19 uyezve 601 vakawanikwa vachishaya. Asi tichange tiri kuvhenganisa muzuva ranhasi tine gango tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare pamusoro pezvematongerwo enyika tichitarisa isu kuti vaJacob Ngarimvume veTransformer Zimbabwe nhasi vanyimwa mukana wokuti vabhadhariswe mari yechibatiso kuti vatongwe vachibva vari kumba. Pane nhaurwa zvakare iri kutaurika yekuti vaJobs Color veJob veMBC Alliance vawanikwa vachisungwa muzuva ranhasi. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa zvese izvi tichitarisa zvakare nyaya iri kupomerwa hurumende yekuti iyo pane vanhu vari kuwanikwa vachimbunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo munyika asi hurumende ichiti iyo hapana zvakadai zviri kuitika pari zvino. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pezvazvo Gibbs.
And we know that yesterday the Democratic nominee for the presidential election, and that is Mr. Joe Biden, has actually accepted being nominated by his party to represent the Democrats in the November presidential election. So during his speech, he noted that he's going to stand for the people, he's going to do all what he can to restore what he said was actually destroyed by the current president, Mr. Donald Trump. He's actually in charge right now in America. And at the end of the day, Mr. Biden is saying he will try by all means to displace him from power. But Mr. Trump is saying Mr. Biden is a weak candidate. He says he's now too old and he doesn't see him actually winning. And he's even claiming that maybe the problem will be rigging. So he has been trying to stifle, you know, some kind of balloting using the mail. So that has become one of the issues that is center stage in America. So now, siyabona ke zvikanda kuti uMongameli Donald Trump uyakhuluma sibile sithi ngakuti nanqotshwa kukhetho loluzayo kwabe kuyukuthi ke kwenziwa ngokuthi ke ama-Democrats aberekile. Kodwa ke uJoe Biden uthi hayi kuningi osokwenzakele marvelous osokwenza ukuthi ke afuna ukuthi amkhiphe esikhundleni. Izolo simbonile nge-Democratic nomination ekhuluma sibile sithi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi uMongameli Donald Trump asuke esikhundleni. Ubona njani kizolo khonoko nathi bekwenza?
Aiwa, sekutaura kuri kuita Gibbs, nezuro imo muno muAmerica panga pane urongwa ukuru wanga uri kuitika. Yanga ichinzi Democratic Convention, asi yanga iri kuitwa mupadande mutande sezvatiri kuita izvozvi. Takaona vaJoe Biden vachinzi nevazhinji vakataura ivo uwaro hwavo hwekuti vachaita sei kana vachinge vawanikwa ivo vachikunda. Asi takaona chakanyanyobata vazhinji inyaya yekuti vakataura nyaya yekubatsana. Vakataura zvakare nyaya yekuti vachange vachirwisa denda iro rire COVID-19. Takaona zvakare vachitaura ivo kuti zvazvakakosha kuti vanhu vechitema nevamwewo vari muno munyika vawanikwe ivo vasingatyorerwe kodzero dzavo. Nekuti vakataura ivo kuti vakawana mukana wekutaura nemwana wava George Floyd, avo munoziva kuti vakawanikwa ivo vachiurayiwa nemapurisa imo muno muAmerica. Tikazoona vanhu vachiratidzira pasi rose vakati mwana mudiki wava George Floyd akavaudza kuti my father changed the world, zvinoreva kuti hanzi kufa kwababa wangu kwakasandura pasi rose. Saka vakati ino sarudzo yakatarisana neAmerica isarudzo ichashandura zvakawanda imo muno muAmerica nepasi rose. Takaona zvakare vachitaura ivo ukama hwavo hwavari kutarisirana kuti vaite nedzimwe nyika. Vakataura kuti vachawanikwa vachidzokera kune zvimwe zvibvumiro zvakawanikwa zvichiraswa navaTrump, nyaya yeclimate change zvinoreva mamiriro ekunze. Vakataura kuti ivo vachawanikwa vachiremekedza. Vakawanikwa vachitaura zvakare kuti vanokurudzira kana kuti kuremekedza kodzero dzemadzimai nyanya. Ndosaka vakawanikwa vachisarudza amai Kamala Harris semutevedzeri wavo. Saka zvizhinji zvakabuda nezuro kumanominations Democratic Convention. Asi sekutaura kuri kuita Gibbs, takaona zvakare vaTrump vari kutaurawo vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa vaJoe Biden vati kurei vakwegura uyezve vanokanganwa. Saka havasi kuona kunge munhu anogona kunge achizotora nyika yeAmerica achiendesa kure. vakataura zvakare kuti tikona kuti panguva ino madhemokrati vanga vaine convention yavo vatrump vanga vachienda kune dzimwe nzvimbo vachitsvaga rutsigiro vachiita avo anenge marali uyezve takatarisira kuti svondo rinouya vachange vachibvumawo pazviri pamutemo kuti ivo vadonald trump ndo vachange vakamirira bato remarepublicans saka vazhinji vakamirira kuti vanzwe kuti vatrump vachataura kuti chii pavachatambira rukudzo urwu vachiti ivo vatrump zvakare vachange vari kuita chirongwa ichi vari kumuzinda wewhite house zviri kutaurwawo nevazhinji kuti asi kuona kwavo hasisati zvamboitika vatingati muye munhoroondo yeamerica asi ndozvati kuona zvichizoitika pasa iri zvonounouya
There are other issues. We know that police have actually arrested Job Scaler. He's the vice chairperson of the MTC Alliance. So police have been looking for him, and they're saying that he was inciting people to actually go on the streets and protest against what they term corruption in Zimbabwe and the deteriorating economic situation in the country. So at the same time, Lavender Chiwaya of the MTC Alliance has been found dead near his home. So those are some of the issues that we're going to touch today. So now we are lucky that we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Regis Vusango. He's a ZANU-PF chairperson of the North Americas. Mr. Vusango, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Marvelous and Brother Gibbs.
Yes, just briefly, the Democratic nomination, what's your view on that?
You know, what we need to do in Zimbabwe is, as far as the politics in the United States, as Zimbabwe, whether MDC one day will be, they will be in power in Zimbabwe, or ZANU-PF will continue, the politics in the United States does not benefit us at all. We had a discussion before with Kuma and other Democratic senators, and they were telling us that we are not going, we as Americans, we don't befriend other nations. But what we do is we serve the American interest in those countries. If the American interest changes, we also change. That's why you see that when there's a president that they are favoring, at some point you see that they are now at loggerheads with the same guy again. It is because the American interest would have changed. So as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, as I'm finishing now, whether Democrats or Republicans, these people, they unite when it comes to foreign policy. This is one thing that Zimbabwe should know. Americans, they unite. As long as it's a foreign policy agenda, they all unite in spite of their differences in their political affiliation in their country. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so maybe Marvelous would like to pose a question, Shona, there.
Tinoona kuti hurumende yeZANU-PF munguva yapfuura vaiwanzowanikwa ivo vachiti vanotsigira maRepublicans. Muri kuona zvasanduka here? Tichiona kuti nezuro takaona maDemocrats vachidoma vaBiden. Nokuti ndinorangarira munguva dzataimbotaura nevamwe vanomirira bato renyu reZANU-PF vaiti ivo vanoona hurumende yemaRepublicans ichishanda zvinenge zviri nani neZimbabwe. Pane zvasanduka here?
So we've got Dr. Spanda, yeah. So we've got a lot of
tests. So maybe Gibbs, if he can't hear me, just ask him to say whatever he said in Sean.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead and say something. Like what you're saying in English, Vusango, briefly about the U.S. elections. Before we go to Mr. Spanda.
You know, Mr. Magler, I'm starting to sit in America, no shanda, ne, they want to foreign policy agenda. Saka foreign policy agenda ye America ndeyokuti America inowirirana nedzimwe nyika nemhaka ye foreign policy only. Kana ivo foreign policy yavo isingawirirani nezvirikuitika munyika menyu, America haikwanisi kuti izvidzare nenyika iyoyo. Ende zvinoita maAmericans ndozvokuti vanotaura ivo kuti vanotaura ivo kuti maAmericans vanotaura ivo kuti isu kana tichidzana nedzimwe nyika hatidzidzani nedzimwe nyika nokuti tinoshamwari navo tinodzidzana nadzo nemhaka yekuti zviri munyika mavo zvinobhenefita America here kana kuti kwete. Kana zvichibhenefita America for the next 5 years, pakazopinda umwe mutungamiriri unenge ari kuda kuchinja izvozvo, America inobva yaunita yotochinja foreign policy yayo, agenda yayo panyika iyoyo. Saka chimwe chinodikwadza pama Americans ndechekuti even though vachipokana Democrats ma Republicans vachipokana when it comes to foreign policy vese vanodi vanobatana kuita chinhu chimwe asi nyika mavo vane maproblems but kana when it comes to foreign policy vanobatana kusiya zvekunezana kwavo. Thank you.
Yes, now let's turn to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Welcome to the program, Dr. Sibanda. He is the spokesperson of the MTC president. Dr. Sibanda, just briefly, we are talking about various issues here. But to start with, we are discussing the USA elections. We saw that yesterday Mr. Joe Biden actually accepted his nomination to contest the in November elections. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that my take would be that, you know, the American system seems to work very well in terms of their primary elections, the respect of the candidates and, you know, the nomination of Biden having come through an elaborate process and his running mate. I think that we also see a lot of diversity and also gender sensitivity in the American process, given that we have the first Asian-American female nominee of a major political party. I think that is exciting for a lot of people. And it shows that America can, to a certain extent, try to overcome its tribal, its historical tribal and racial difficulties. And that, you know, no system is perfect, but at least this system is able to pan and beat itself to an extent that it can do things that were just not imaginable less than 50 years ago, less than 20, 30 years ago. These things are not imaginable, but here we are. The Americans seem to be progressing, seem to be taking new steps and doing things the way they haven't done them before. If you compare that with the Zimbabwean situation where we can't even change a political party, it clings to power through hook or crook, and does not allow for reform within itself or in the country, you can see why we are bedeviled with so many problems. In fact, one of the problems that ZANU-PF had with President Chamisa was his age, that he's young, and that must in itself be a problem. And it's really a travesty of the African story. We're really always going backwards and are stuck in one period and never moving forward. To this day, Mnangagwa still talks about the liberation legacy, when in fact his military and his government has killed more Zimbabweans than all the other regimes in the past, including those that were killed during the liberation struggle. Impumela yekonvention yamademocrats ukuthi sokulomunye ozazama ukuncintisa ukuba umkhokheli we-America uJoe Biden noKamala Harris ongumuntu ongumfazi onabazali bakhe abangazalwanga kwele America, omunye wazalwa Asia, omunye wazalwa khonapha kuma-Jamaicans. Ngibona ngani khonokho kutshengisa ukuthi ilizwe le-America liyaqhubekela phambili njalo liqhutshwa yikuvumela inguquko nokuthi kwenzakale kwezepolitiki ze-America izinto ezintsha ebezingacatshangelwa ukuthi zingenziwa. Bekungacatshangelwa ngubani ukuthi i-America ingaba ngemva kwesikhathana esincane sike ku-segregation ibe no-president ongumuntu ophuma kwele Africa, African American, kathe sokulo-vice president nominee kumbe oncintisiwa ngu-vice president olabazali bakhe abangazalwanga kwele America njalo abangasomakhiwa, omunye phuma e-Jamaica, omunye phuma Asia. Khonokho kutshengisa ukuthi inqubekela phambili yelizwe le-America yenziwa ukuthi bavumelana njalo baqhuba udaba lwenguquko lokwenza izinto ezintsha. Kanti-ke kuzwekazi le-Africa ikakhulu kwele-Zimbabwe inguquko iyasulakala nakamseukho nje umnangagwa lokhu bekhuluma ngokuthi balwa impi kazibuse, kukanti ngemva kokazibuse sebebulele abantu abanenkwedlula labo ababulawa izimpi ababulawa ngemva kokazibuse bebulawa kumbe namakhiwa kumbe ileyompi.
mwerani kono kutengesu uti izo na vera Afrika sofane lizame uwe kubarisi ya pambili njalo nwasi zusi ndo kukunyo ngaba cha kule Zimbabwe sifone ngani omnanga kwa wanga noko kwesalo kutubule ngukungo ili zwele tu liza guba nukunga tabi okulu kule skachane singane waba haba njalo kanya sewe tiniwa guba njilelwa ngabati na waba kukui
yes ya kuzwa kukule ke Marvelous over to you
Vasibanda mungati miji shungazi zgwenyanyane Zimbabwe panesha tukuona shulikuitika imo munomu Amerika takaona wa Joe Biden nezuro vachitambira pamutemo kutindo vachange vakamirira ma Democrats pasarudzo vachange vachiita vachikukidzana na Donald Trump imi munoona kunge Zimbabwe ngadzi dzechi panyaya iyi
kuru saa chinoku na kudzidzwa nyika yedu Zimbabwe ndiche kuti kana watarisa zvaitika ma Amerika kuti vachi Biden vaba vakusakudza kuti vakukwidze vachifambidzana na Kamala Harris anova akazvagwani vabereki vasiri varungu kana kuti vasira kuda muAmerica vakabuda kubva kunana Jamaica nekunana Israel zvoratidza kuti America inoramba ichikwidirira ichiendera mberi nekuti inobvumidza uye inoita kuti zviite nyore kuti vanhu vasati kupasanuka nekuti aiwa inini ndinobva pakati zvetribalism zvakachinjwa izvi zvichitaurwa namai mutangwa hazvishande zvekuti unoramba uchituka vamwe vanhu uchivati ndo vana russia minority America inotiwo aiwa vanhu vese vanoramba vachipfuura vanhu vese vanoramba vachipiwa mikana yakasiyana siyana uye yakaenzana panyaya yematongerwo enyika kuitira kuti tese tizive kutunga ndedu tigoshanda nesimba chiziva kuti hakuna mumwe usiri wepano tose tiri mepano saka nyaya dzetribalism nyaya dzevanhukadzi dzekuti vanhukadzi vanodzvanyiriswa tinoona kuti America iri kuti aiwa kaziite izvozvo nhasi tatanga isu kuamerica tine munhu uri kukudza kuda vice president nava Joe Biden anenge ari munhu ari muminority uyezve ari munhu wechikadzi zvinova zvinhu zvinofadza kuona nyika yakakura uye nemasimba akaita seamerica ichiita munhu wechikadzi asvikawo pakutopfunga nyika anenge ari second in charge kuti madhemokrats abudirira muna November zvinova zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti dai wakabudirira kunoda njere uye kunoda nyika inenge ichifunga yakanyatsokura musoro yayo tisiri vanhu vanongoda kungoita zvinhu zvimwe chete tisingade kuchinja maitiro uye nemafungiro atinoita.
Thank you very much, Dr. Spanda. Now, let's turn to another issue. There are indications that there are some Zimbabweans in South Africa who want to shut down the border next week. They are saying they want to pressurize the Zimbabwean government so that they can actually stop abusing people in terms of arresting and maybe brutalizing some activists, that is, political activists. So we've got to one of the guys who actually sent us a video, you know, and in this video, he says, you know, come thunder, come sunshine, we are going to shut down the border. So let's listen to what he says about their intentions. And it seems as if, you know, their intentions are to make sure that the country is going to suffocate and there won't be any kind of supplies from South Africa. So there we go.
Greetings, my fellow Zimbabwean. Greetings, my Africa Amahle. My name is Biso Kulumane, a Zimbabwe EFF chairperson here in South Africa. Guys, gentlemen, warriors, fighters, yes indeed, it is the time is right now, enough is enough. We are sick and tired to see our soldiers, those who are supposed to defend us, beating our own, used by ZANU-PF, our police being brutalized in us. We are sick and tired. Government of Zimbabwe, they are stealing each and everything. They do not care about us. What they think of is their pocket and their children, and then to drive expensive car. What makes them to go in an expensive hospital? They know that in our country, we don't have anything. We have suffered enough. Zimbabwe, Africa, arise. 31st August 2020, we are going to shut down the borders. We say no. Sunday, first of all, our people have suffered enough. Our people have cried enough. Enough, it is enough. We won't take it anymore. I will not sit down. I will go for it. Don't sit down in your house. Don't sit down in your flat. Don't relax because Zimbabwe belongs to you. We are visitors here in South Africa. Yes, we are visitors, yes indeed. We are here for greener pastures. Let's fight for our own now. Let's fight for our land. Let's fight for our country. Enough is enough. 31st August 2020, we say the border shut down. So for more information, if you're with us, 073-1139, contact me. Together we can make it. Mnangagwa and this cabinet, they have to call. 31st, we are shutting down the borders. Be with me, warriors. Be with me, fighters. Now it is the time. We have suffered enough. Enough is enough. They have to respect us. We need Zimbabwe back. We need our country back. Amanza! Amanza!
Mr. Vusambo, what's your take on this?
The government, those are threats to the citizens of Zimbabwe, and you know that should not have happened. I don't see that is going to come to pass. We have relations with, you know, South Africa and all SADC, all our neighboring partners in SADC. And we have bilateral talks and agreements we are having as the part. So, you know, having to call people to mobilize to close the border, it will not only restrict business into Zimbabwe, but also business into our neighboring countries. And I don't, that border is not a Zimbabwe border. You know, they will be in involvement of the SADC. And this can end up being treated as the, you know, as a danger to the SADC country. So I would urge those who are to oppose this, you know, uncalled for demonstration to say, to actually stop, and if they need dialogue, they should go for the dialogue, which is the best way to move forward. Otherwise, what we are trying to ignite now is going to be very dangerous. You know, SADC might deploy troops, etc., etc. And why do we have to go that way if we can have other ways of discussing? Because we have elected governments in SADC, and the SADC itself has got enough manpower to guard themselves from any danger, could be personal or business or economic. So I would urge those so-called perpetrators to actually respect the law, the movement of people, which is the right, and go for the dialogue with southern countries or the countries that they are actually implying that when we close this border, that government will be shut down. That's what I can say. Thank you.
Dr. Spanda, what's your take on that?
I don't think that I think we should address the gentleman who put his voice out there saying that he's going to demonstrate on the 31st of August together with other citizens. I think that we can only encourage Zimbabweans to exercise their citizenship and their responsibility to build a better and formidable country. And that, you know, these cries by Zimbabweans are backed up by what's happening in the country. We have a regime whose murderous streak is going on and is unabated. We just lost a councillor in Irungwe, kidnapped and killed in cold blood by what are suspected to be state agents, and it cannot be anybody else. There's only one group of people that is able to kill people in this country, it is the state using security services. So Zimbabweans, and it is hogwash, it is absolute baloney for anybody to think that SADC is going to deploy a military against citizens who are exercising their democratic rights. South Africa has the right to public demonstration, and you have seen that take place over and over again. You remember President Zuma himself saying it is the right of citizens to express themselves at any time in any place. President Maposa is a strong a proponent of the citizens, the rights of the citizens, and is not going to do anything that is being suggested. These people are not students of Mr. Mnangagwa. You know, they do not want to be Mr. Mnangagwa. They will not take any lessons from Mr. Mnangagwa. They have their orderly constitutions. They are legitimate in their countries. They will not be engaged in crimes against humanity. In fact, the region has been speaking out loudly against the crimes against humanity being committed by Mr. Mnangagwa's regime. And I see that going forward. But be that as it may, I don't see Zimbabweans taking it lying down anymore. I think Zimbabweans have had enough. You see that a lot of citizens are coming up with this and that plan to eventually dislodge any regime that abuses human rights, much against the constitution of this country, much against the ethos and the values of our people, and the dignity of our people that's been taken away from, be it those in the army, in the ministry, teachers, doctors, nurses, pastors, bishops, lawyers, you can name anybody in this country, they all have been abused by this regime in more than many ways. And that this regime must accept that there is a way out of this crisis, and that that way is for them to bring back this country to legitimacy.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
And respect.
Yes. Now, before we go to Marvelous, you know, there are some people who also sent us some audios, you know. They are expressing their opinions here, and please note that this is not the opinion of the VOA. So, there we go.
In a new post, Moyo, in Kumban, South Africa. Yeah. Zalones Zimbabwe. Sonke sikukhangele ukwenzakalayo. I-ANC I saw the Yafa, Yasikling Atina, Mdomian with Pubes Sigulu. Nani, Yambambata, Zimbabwe, Petes Akanda, no Manam Slange sees it in South Africa. Nam Slange is South Africa, Ilom Kamboayo, or you are Zimbabwe, La Petting Sakona. So Gusoba looking at Kuruma Gunkeloko. Kuzaphutheka kuyo yona ifuna nje iSouth Africa ukuthi iZimbabwe ibe njalo nje ibe isibaya sedonki nje singalamuquba
ngicela umhlaba wonke ongabe lalele manje ukuthi ma iZanu PF yona ithi kayihlukumeze abantu kungamanga konke lonke kubangelwa yizitha eziyilwisayo alike limbuzele yena uhulumende ngokwakhe yena uMnangagwa uEdilo ukuthi yena ezebaleke esizophephela la ezocatha eSouth Africa wayecathelani wayebalekelani njengoba wathi ukuthi impilo yakhe kayiphephanga eZimbabwe wayesichoni namhlanje nguye osevuke esithi eZimbabwe izanu kayibulali yena engomunye wake wayibalekela wazobhaxa la wabuyela sekwazi ukuthi sephethe intambo yena
okhulumayo ngunkomo ngizalwa eLupane ngokusebenza ngiseJohannesburg kumele South Africa ngokuhlala ngisendaweni yaseHoneyview. Bengicela ukuthi nga umlayezo wamlola ungadlalwa emoyeni. Ngihleli ngiyibhala imlayezo yami iyavulwa ayidlalwa emoyeni eminye ayivulwa. Manje bengicela lami ukuthi nga umlayezo wamlo lawo ungadlalwa emoyeni uziwe ngumhlaba wonke. Ngezanu bawuzwe lo mlayezo ukuthi siyacela bakithi, siyacela abantu benkosi siguqe ngamadolo, siyacela ukuthi iZanu PF ayikumele eceleni, ayikuphume embusweni, ikumele eceleni iZanu PF kubonakale enye iphathi ezasiza abantu. iZanu PF isibulele ilizwe, iZanu PF isibulele abantu, iZanu PF ibulele yonke into yakuselanto engelarayithi, ibulale izibulale nemigwaqo, isigebhe yagebha imigwaqo iZanu PF. Akuhambeki ezitaradeni yonke into esekufile amabhilidi sekufile iyadiliza ibulala konke iZanu PF. So besicela ukuthi nga abadala bamlaba beZanu PF bake bamele eceleni. Abadala basebenzile impela basebenzile 40 years iminyaka eminingi kakhulu besebenza baze bathole uzibuse lowo othole iZanu PF yodwa. So bengicela ukuthi amabandla wonke ngabe ayabambana kulwise iZanu PF.
Ababhadale abantu besindebeleni. Ababulawa igukura wonja labantu ababo abala mali yesikolo. Bebe sebebhadala labo bantu abayisithupha. Kanti abantu basendebeleni bona bafayo zinkomo zenkwankwa yini ezingakhalelwayo.
Mina nginguNatalent yenkayi kusikhobokhobo emkarati. Ngithi mina umbuso kaMnangagwa lomgabe uyafanana ngokubona kwami. Njalo kakho zawuguqula ngoba laba bantu vele bona iqiniso abalalo. Ngaze ube le election vele abawini, kodwa uyala kuthiwa bawinile ngoba bayantshontsha amavoti. So vele umbuso wabo uyafanana, kusiya ngani, ngani bayayekelwa nje. UNkulunkulu khona ukubajezisa le ZANU-PF yabo. UNkulunkulu khona ukuyiqeda iZANU-PF le esazalelwa kiyo lakathesi lokhu ikhona. UNkulunkulu uzasilungisela yena. Mbani wayekwazi ukuthi uMgabe ngaphuma esihlalweni? UNkulunkulu uzakulungisa isitothi seZANU lesi. Asisinikeleni kuNkulunkulu. Kathesi siyalamba, akulakudla izulalini. Banika amabele ngokukhethana bona weZANU. Konke asikunikeleni kuNkulunkulu. Ukubusa kwabo lokhu, uNkulunkulu nguye ozasikhiphela iZANU, igama elithi ZANU, yile singalifuniyo futhi.
So there you are, Marvelous. These are the people that are expressing their views, and people are free to say anything here as long as they are not insulting anybody. So we heard some of them saying different things about what is happening in Zimbabwe, but basically some are saying the ANC cannot do anything, you know, in Zimbabwe. And then with another person who are saying that ZANU-PF is always lying, and so there's no way that ZANU-PF can actually be removed from power. So the other person said, you know, the president himself once fled Zimbabwe because he was under pressure from other, you know, organs of the state. So the same is happening today in Zimbabwe. So he must tell people why he had to flee. And then we had Nkomo who's saying, literally, ZANU-PF must go. Then we had another person who's talking about Kukuraundi atrocities. She's saying that she's in Matopo, and she wants the government to compensate the victims or the relatives of the victims of the fire brigade. And then we had lastly our caller or listener from Ngai. She was saying that God is the only person that is going to intervene and remove ZANU-PF.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vatsigiri vedu vakasiyana siyana vari kutaurawo pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Vanga vari kutaura ivo mapfungwa dzavo, sekutaura kwaita Gibbs, pfungwa dziri kutaurwa nevanhu hadzisiridzo pfungwa dzeVOA. Saka zvizhinji zvanga zviri kutaurika vanhu vachipawo pfungwa dzavo, uyezve tinopa mukana kune vanhu vese kuti vataure zvavanenge vari kufunga, chisingabvumirwe chete kunyombana nekutaura zvekuti vanhu varovane kana kutanga hondo kana zvimwe zvakadaro, asi vanhu vanopiwa mukana wekuti vataure pfungwa dzavo. Maybe if I can go back to Mr. Vusango kana varipo, timbovabvunza kuti pane zvataurwa navasibanda panyaya yezviri kuitika, panyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, uyezve todzokera kune baba vaya vataura vari kusouth Africa, ivo vanoona sei sebato reZANU-PF pane zviri kutaurika izvi? Vataurawo neshona.
Ndinotenda Sister Marvelous. Saka pane zvataurwa nebaba vari kusouth Africa vari kuti vanoda kuvhara mabhodha, ndamuchitini, dei kwakuchinzi zvinoita vaide varega kuitora kutora chanel iyoyo, kana vane magrevensi avanawo avanoda kuti kana iri government yeZimbabwe ikwanise kuti inzwe, kune maplatform ano akamirira izvo, nokuti zvavanenge vakuita izvi zvinenge zvakuita fanika zvinoita anonzi mainsurgents ayaya, yokuti vanotora law into their hands. Nokuti chiri kuchoda chofanira kuzikamwa nevanhu chokuti kuZimbabwe kune government iriko, government yakangofanana nemagovernment ari kunyika dzose. Saka uye also Zimbabwe ine vakakidzani vayo kusadhaka kuzokusaka kuvhakwa kwemabhodha kunovhiringidza business rinenge richiitika between Zimbabwe nedzimwe nyika. Kuvhakwa kwebhodha ikoko kuchatadza kupinza zvinhu muZimbabwe, kuchatadza kubudisa zvinhu muZimbabwe, kuchatadza kuti dzimwe nyika dzinoda kupfuura nomuZimbabwe dzipfuure namo dzichiita business radzo, sezvo tichiziva kuti vanhu vanotendedzwa kuita freedom of movement. You and the other people are freedom of speech. I don't know Zimbabwe. I have no problem with freedom of speech. But if you are not going to be able to do it, you are not going to be able to do it. Kana eni nyika nyika dzese dziri in the world here dzine mitemo yadzinayo inova inenge ichivandurira kuvanhu ne government as well kuti munyika muite peace and order saka nyika yeZimbabwe mitemo yayakanyora mukumbiro remitemo inochengetedza vanhu kuti vanhu vanobvumidzwa zvakati ende vachizviitavo ine mena yakati kana munhu ukazoitavo zvinhu zvinenge zviri against the law mutongo wenyika unogona kunge uri uchizouya pauri now kusadhak ndichida kutaura kunyaya yesadhak yekuvhara mabhodha Zimbabwe zana nedzimwe nyika dzayakavakadzana nadzo huye vane relationship yakanaka zvikuru kwazvo president vedu idzinangagwa ndo vanga vari chairperson wepolitics in sadhak vakatotendwa nesadhak kuti makada basa zvakanaka chaizvo vachipasawo chitanda kuna masisi wekubotswana saka SADC haina problem neZimbabwe saka kureva kuti kana mabhodha akafamba SADC inogona kuti call for a meeting to deal with the matter ende zvanga zvitagwa naNgululu navamwe vataura vachiti banzi Ramaphosa haazoiti izvozvo I think zvine zvizoonekwa panguva iyoyo panenge paitwa meeting neSADC nekuti pafamba mabhodha nekuti kana mabhodha akafamba kureva kuti zvinhu zvakawanda zvinenge zvaakutadza kuitika nokuti pane paita vamwe vatora mutemo vachiita vachiisa maoko avo and I'm sure SADC inokwanisa kunge ine maanders of how to deal with that kind of a situation but chandoda kukurudzira ndechekuti baba vanga vachitaura vaya nevari kuronga navo devanga vakwanisa kuti vaite zvedialogue vachanele maquestions avo nemagrevances avo kumaplatform atoriko ekuti vanzwike ende kana vakaita zvakanaka zvine gwara kwaro vanonzwika imwe nyaya iri kuitika ndeyekuti muzimbabwe mune mitemo irimo saka vanhu vose vari muzimbabwe vanofanira kungotedzera mitemo irimo kana munhu akasada kutedzera mutemo hatidi kuzoblema government kuti government yandidzvanyirira asi iwo hausi kutedzera mutemo chiri kuitika ndechekuti vanhu vakawanda vasoda kutedzera mutemo nekuti vari kuti government vamwe vari kuti haina kuelektwa kuti mpawa saka izvozvo ndo zviri kunetsa kuti but government iri kuramba ichingotonga ichiendera mberi saka the best way kuti zvinhu zvifambe muzimbabwe ndezvekuti vanhu ngavateedzere mitemo irimo kana magrevances avo ari epolitics vanongomirira 2023 vozovhotera munhu wavanoda kuti ange achitonga zimbabwe kuendera mberi but pari zvino ngatiteedzere mitemo ende ngatiregei
kubudamitemo yenyika thank you very much let's bring in Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi He is in UK.
It's a symbol of colonization. I saw my border, Mirana Nabandomiam. Minam Larin Kokeripan Malema, Inkokeris of Tarez as one of the areas of the Zona, Amapota, Africa, Africa is not a continent, it's a country. So, Mina Niki Africa, who's the same screen, Aksusa Mapota on Alao of Queen of Nova, Ma Ufari border, Ubuntu. Abatukeka unge umbono mnanga kono mchamisa ipote pa ipuji sisi mbapa wakambi la services is too panje. Iplani enye kona enye na mpume umbono wami aloko. Inte bengi nje nye alapi sele nizwe kune ndo da wispanda no manjwa nizwe voisa kame ndo da wispanda.
Ye uwe kono ye.
Uwe sese kona numa kambi.
Ye uwe kona mbona zani kutuwa lake luwe ile kota samtina utapendo. Ye kubeka ba.
Amadoda afundileyo amadoda akhuluma izinto ezivakala kakhulu ezimnandi kakhulu ukuthi bengasithanyela imiqondo yabo le yingase singaba neZimbabwe enhle kakhulu khona manje siyayihlekisa ngoba ama-leaders ethu asekelwa ngabantu angabangabateli iqiniso ngoba ma ungakhangela khona manje selokuhlelwa kuqalile babadeli kunomunye okukhulumela izanu kunomunye okukhulumela i-MDC bese abantu abaningi zofaka umuntu mama wekhuluma eSempani omunye inkingi ngale bakhulumela kufupheka bakhulumela iEconomy eZimbabwe abantu dala sikuphe kuqiniso leyo mina ngikhulumela abantu emathebeleleni ngikhulumela isikala ngenakhula ngiyazi ukuthi eZimbabwe inkepha besabe yiyo eyaqala ukuthi ihlupheke eZimbabwe ma use South Africa laba kukhuluma ngawo kuzovala amabhoda abantu bakithi kunabantu abahamba 1983 namanje bayesaba ukunyathela ezindlelani bathiye abantu ababaleka babaleka khona ukuthi kwakutrainwe abantu ngo-1983 ababemelana umhlobo ngibuyela endaweni engithe mina ngiketabeshaba ababemelana umhlobo ukuthi bezoqeda abantu basemathekeleni amandebela ilungiswa ngaleyo ndaba abantu bona labo batrainwa uku-adapt abantu batrainwa ukubulala abantu batrainwa ukufita abantu kuthe 1987 kwenzi i-media code abantu bona labo bafake i-intercity community abazange kube namazama labantu abazi-counseling ba-endaita bahlala ngathi phakathi kwethu yibo-ke ukuthi ma inkulumo zenesesizizwa zikhulunywa izamphivu nakuba bunkululeko ekhulumela amabandla abo abantu laba they hijack anything izoba i-progress ngoba abantu labana batraina khonoku bayabambe bulalana ma kuthiuzokundanzi wakubuleko ithesela khona thina ngingamuntu ngahonihwengaso angisosupport ezamphivu angisosupport MDC but sibona njani simumehluko wakhona zobona kanjani ukuthi ababulalani nabe bangikhulu.
Yeah, so briefly ngesikhiwa ngicela ukufaka khona ngo 1 minute. Ngesikhiwa nxa ufisa yohlo ukufaka khona.
Actually it is an embarrassment when every time in Africa we have address ourselves in English. So okay. Now my point as an African, I believe for us to be respected or to be recognized well, for Africa to be counted among nations that are progressive in the world, we need to count ourselves as Africans, not as Zimbabweans. Because a nation called Zimbabwe is not a nation. It's just something that was created to divide our people. Imagine like me, I come from Zimbabwe, I'm in Kalanga, there are most of our people. Other side across the border, if you go to Botswana, majority of Kalanga they live there. We're divided by the border to weaken us. So now we end up living in Matabele and having our chiefs and our kings as Ndebele because that system was weakened people. If you go to Bybridge, you'll find that the vendors they live in the other side of South Africa, others in Zimbabwe. What was the purpose for that? Weaken those tribes.
So, in essence, you are saying the border, this thing of shutting down the border must not be implemented. It must not go ahead.
It's a non-starter, Baba Dube. Into our social service. But why has it? Because we're going to put in the Ramai Sikona, Baba. Bahlala phansi bakhuluma baboni ukuthi bathi abantwana bamsebenzi uMandela wakalejele 27 years ama-birthday kaMandela ayenzwa e-England sebekhulumisane nabantu bevele umvalele idili bebiza nge-terrorist but ama-birthday ayenzwa la into ekhulula izwe abantu ababala ibhayibheli bazokuphuma khona kuthi uJesus when he goes he said I lived with love the only thing is about uthando mina ngizokuyela e-2015 lokho bekumfonelani babusibanzi ukuthi i-MDC ngesikhathi kuthathwa ukhishwa ubaba lwalo mgabe wuye owadilize ilizwe ezimbabwe uthamisa nothokozane kube the head a strong force uthamisa was known uthokozane kube was known kwakumele ngikhulume njengomuntu nje my own opinion kwakumele uthamisa anikeze ayekele uthokozane wena senior leader kube kunjalo ame esayidini kona manje onke ukuhluleka kwamnanga kwabe sekuvela uthamisa ngabe sekhrete his own name instrument yehand kodwa manje everything that they do akusakuchaki ukuthi bayenzani
isanayo
as we don't know what they are doing so thina sithi ZANU-PF ne-MDC you are just an embarrassment in Africa akanizinuka amakwapa nina ma-supporters ezanu-PF nama-supporters e-MDC ebanini abantu bahlupheka ningalizani ngokuphuma abantu
Thank you very much, Baba Mlalazi. Sicela ndawonye khona phonga movie. Kwenze ukuthi kuyaphika ama sounds ambalwa. Mavelas, maybe you can go to Dr. Kuleko Sibanda. All what Mr. Mlalazi was saying was MDC and ZANU-PF are just an embarrassment because they are the ones that are causing all this mess in Zimbabwe.
Saka regaitinzwe kubva kuna vasibanda kuti vanotora sei mazwi ari kutaurwa navamulalazi uyezve vachidzokera kune zvataurwa navabvusangu nekuti hatina kuzonzwa vachipindura neshona nekuti ivo sebato reMDC Alliance vanotora sei zviri kutaurika izvi.
Yes, munoziva kuti I'm disheartened ngizvuhlunga kushumba sizvimforethi esithi yena ucabanga ukuthi ibandla le-MDC lebandla lezanu into efanayo. Uyazi ukuthi ngizubuhlungu ngendaba yokuthi kukhanya ngani imfundiso yezanu yiyo esiqinile kakhulu ukwedlula ulwazi lwabantu bezimele bodwa nje. Ngoba phela nxa ungakhangela ukuthi abantu asebebulewe yizanu ngemva kokuba ilizwe lithele lithole uzibuse bazinkulungwane angaze ezingaki sebesedlula nabo babulawa ngabahuquluzi benotho bedlule njalo babulawa yimpi. I-largest pandemic sikhuluma nge-COVID kathesi into esibulele amaZimbabweans amaningi ukwedlula enye yonke. So lokhu kwasungulwa izwe leZimbabwe yizanu. Lakho nxa kuzaba lo muntu osuka fananise ukubacubanise ababulala bangaka labantu abangaze babulale muntu mbone ngani mina kuyabe kuvele kutshengisa ukuthi lapha esiqalisi sekhona udaba lwethu kulucabangisisa sisuke siyekethisa ngoba kube lezinto ezisikhombisayo ukuthi sigijimele eceleni elithize ukuthi sisole phela isikhathi sonke nxa kulinganiswa izanu le-MDC abantu abangananzeleyo ukuthi kugezisa izanu kwenza izanu ikhanye ngani yinhlanganiso yabantu abangathanda abantu njalo abangasebenza nabantu kukathi izanu iyinhlanganiso yabantu abangafana nje lama-terrorist abaphila ngokothusela lokwesabisa lokubulala lokuntshontsha abantu lokuntshontshela abantu khonokho mbone ngani kwinto engabe ngesilungu ngayithi it's very unfortunate that we find ourselves in that position but nonetheless look iZimbabwe will be free ngelinye ilanga regardless of ama machinations lawo ukuthi izani zigeza ukuthi sifananise lathi yabona ungabona ingwenyama isiqhoka isikhumba sengulube iyabifuna ukuzidla ingulube abantu bazaqedwa izani belokho besithi fana le MTC akukho into efanayo la.
So now let's go to Mr. Vusango. Mr. Vusango, we see that at the end of the day, if the voters are shut down and things are chaotic in Zimbabwe, what's the way out of that kind of situation? Or how can you prevent this kind of thing that is coming, like shutting down the borders?
Thank you, Brother Gibbs. I don't think there will be any borders that will be shut down. Like I said, Zimbabwe as a government, they need the borders to be open for them to run the country. You know, the country is not only run for the politicians; it's for the good of even the citizens themselves. They are people who go to South Africa to buy and sell and travel. So the goods that comes in and out of Zimbabwe through the borders. So definitely, this is just gonna be a dream to those that are planning this.
Thank you.
It's not going to happen.
Thank you. Let's call this gentleman. That is Fiso Kulumane. Yeah, he says we should call him right now. We've been trying to get hold of him.
Akamirira kuti muvafonere gaiti dzokere kuna vasibanda tinzwe kana muchigona kutaura neshona maonero enyu nezviri kutaurika izvi.
Amtireva zvipi zvema demonstration there.
Ehe, pamusoro pezvataurwa kuti navamulalazi.
Yes, Dr. Spanda, hold on there. Now we've got Mr. Sfiso Kulumane. He's one of the advocates for the shutting down of the borders. Sfiso, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you once again.
Yes, so since we're talking about the Umncele, I was telling you that we're talking about the organization that we're talking about. Njalo ni vala ni nipote. Amafichangu ya kuru kuna.
njengo wa tinasi Zimbabwe EFF sizogi vala ipota aisi vala tinasi Zimbabwe EFF kwa sikasa lelu selo ele hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matters sizobe sikhona mhlaka 31st lapha MSC na sivala ipota sithi uhulumende wase Zimbabwe akayehle esihlalweni ngoba wehlulekile akulakuthalungisile so sichasa singamaZimbabweni sihamba singamaZimbabweni sinema wonke umuntu ngobuningi amaZimbabwe lonke jikelele
singathi uhulumende wakwele South Africa uthini ngodaba lolo
uhulumende wase South Africa kakakhulumi okuningi ngakho ngoba vele uhulumende wase South Africa nje nasekuqaleni akakaze azihluphe kukhumbula ngalesi sikhathi sikaThabo Mbeki uThabo Mbeki wahamba wathi sekuya nempendulo kusaphethe lo umongameli omdala lo umgabe waphendula le mpilo yethu yonke into iright eZimbabwe so thina singamaZimbabwe nakumelanga sithembele kuhulumeni waseSouth Africa kodwa kumele siziphakamele ma ngabe bayaxhasa abaxhase ngokusiza bakhuphe umfo wabo lo ngumnankagwa ngoba babonke kusadiki
ye so ke singathi kuyenzakala kodwa ukuthi livale
ibhoda sizoyivala kuzokwenzakala ngoba akufela ngenye indlela okungasikufa ikuphi kumele lowo mngwele uvalwe singamaZimbabweni sibambisele sisonke sizokulungisa
ye so ulibona ngani kulabantu abaningi abazabe bekhona pho kuvale ibhoda
abantu abaningi bazoba khona ngoba ake akunamuntu oyamukela lesi simo esibhekane laso kunje sikhuluma kunje imisebenzi ayikho impuphu yahlupha amanzi ekhaya akula so akula ngenye indlela kumele singamaZimbabweni siphakame ngobuningi bethu sibilo leli lizwe ikakhulu labo abantu abaku diaspora laba abantu abase South Africa asisukumeni thina sisizweni sichaseni ngobuningi bethu siyele emesini namhla ka 31 silwelwe ilizwe elingelethu lana eSouth Africa singamavisitor elethu ilizwe liseZimbabwe ngoba basekhaya kunje bengaphakama ngamandla kugcina sebetshayiwe njalo sifuna kuriliswe laba bantu ababotshiwe abasejele ababotshele indaba zepolitiki ababotshele ukukhulumela isizwe ababotshele ukumasha ababotshelwe ukuveza information ngokhulumende nalo mfowethu we-journalist naye sithi akaphume sesifuna iZimbabwe ikhululeke amasosha ayekele ukusitshaya sithembe wona kumele engathengisi abantu ngothando lwezalo kodwa mawadifende abantu ngothando lwelizwe wona amasosha namapholisa
siyabonga kakhulu-ke mfowethu ubambe khonapho Mr. Vusango briefly what's your reaction to that 1 minute or less go ahead sir
I think he was singing the veil, so I didn't really catch
it. So what you are saying is that they are going to shut down the borders, 31st of August. Come rain, come sunshine.
Well, you know, I laugh because what I've realized is that anything that is to disturb lies the runnings of the government and the country. A lot of people would believe that, yes, if anyone comes and says, I'm going to do this, a lot of people, like the speaker who just spoke, they really have, I don't know who have brainwashed them, to a point where they just believe that even the sun can come out in the middle of the night.
Thank you, Master.
That's a dream, my brother. It's a dream, my brother. I'm sure Brother Kips, what I would like us to do, let's have another set of the of this conversation
we are going to yes
the day after what they think the borders
thank you so much thank you so much we are certainly going to do that sorry there's no extra time here wish to thank Mr. Richard Busango of ZANU PF Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda MTC Alliance Sifiso Kulumane EFF Zimbabwe and Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi and Independent Zimbabwean based in the UK Signing off is Kips Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Enendi ni marvelous mshanganya huye mchiti muwe ne weekend ya kanaka atosanga na shakare. Weekend ino uya mugare kure ne COVID-19. Bye-bye.
Thank you.